The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to The Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Vince, joined as always by Georgia the Wonder Cat. See what I did there? And Juan.
Behind every great white man, there is a great Puerto Rican man.
That's absolutely true this week. Justin is not here this week. He is sick again. Fucking start running some laps. Eat your fucking super beats. Damn.
Send prayers.
I said, I can't fucking do this no more. I can't do this no more. It's hard. On this week's show, we have a lot of people dead.
Oh, God.
A lot of people dead. A lot of movie shit. A couple comic things. Some video game stuff. You know.
Any Deadpool list recipients on that debt list?
Not that I know of. Top 10 this week, people that we want to interview, and as always, your listener questions. Juan, how was your week?
Other than like absolutely hectic because of all the tests and work I have to do, or rather did. Yeah, I'd say this was a fun week. I mean, everything in Puerto Rico is kind of going to shit because there's a scandal about somebody being a corrupt asshole in the department that handles all the checks. And so the FBI is trying to look for information, but the FBI is just as, like, out of clue as anybody.
A corrupt asshole in Puerto Rico?
No, wait, actually, let me tell you. I have to tell you the whole story, guys.
Oh, because shit.
Yeah, this goes back to Hurricane Maria. So apparently, somebody up in the fucking government had decided to ask the government of the U.S. to stop sending food, all right, stop sending the supplies, so that they could go and use that as a sort of, I guess it's what you would call like browbeating Trump with the fact that, oh, he's not sending any food. It's like a horrible fucking, they're handling it terribly, is I guess what they were aiming for, right?
Oh.
And using the ensuing news coverage, it made Trump look bad. Because this doesn't feel at all like something the Puerto Rican government would do.
So cutting off their nose to spite their face, basically.
Yeah, this feels like it's somebody up north. Like maybe it was somebody up north in the Democratic Party that told them to do this, so that maybe someone like a Carmen Yulín could probably take advantage of the news coverage and position herself as governor. Yeah. And now I guess it's all backfiring like hell.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, their actual corruption.
That's at least my theory.
So people got hurt and killed and starved.
And supply was left in the middle of nowhere.
Just to get back at Trump.
Yes, and position somebody for like political campaign.
So you guys haven't started rioting yet?
If we did that, I mean, what would be the point?
I guess, yeah, you'd have to go off island, wouldn't you?
Yeah. That's too much work.
It is too much work.
We're not Antifa.
You don't have a well-paid sugar yeah. daddy giving you money to go do that shit.
Yeah, we don't have great lawyers that get out of a fucking jail.
That's nice. I like that. That's, wow.
Yeah, so it's been a crazy week.
Nice. That's wow. Story of the week. Won't hear that anywhere else, folks.
Nope.
All right. Well, let's speaking of death and dismemberment, let's just get right into it. Beth Chapman, the bail bondsman who starred on the reality show Dog the Bounty Hunter, that was placed in a medically induced coma, has passed away. Chapman, 51, starred with her husband on the A&E reality show Dog the Bounty Hunter, which ran from 2004 to 2012. God damn, that was a long time. The show followed Dog, the mulleted bounty hunter and his platinum blonde wife, Beth, who formed a ferocious team with other family and colleagues that tracked down bail fugitives.
Dog deserves better than that.
Well, I hated that fucking show.
I liked it.
Hated that fucking show. They'd go after these fuckers for, you know, an hour. You know, oh, you guys are pieces of shit, motherfuckers. Let's go get them. And then they get them and then make them pray with them. You know, tell them what a bunch of pieces of shit they are and then make them pray, you know.
Well, you can't shoot them. Otherwise, you don't get the money.
They should have, though.
They probably should, but.
Wanted, dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
Oh. Make it happen.
God, all right.
You ready?
Next.
Next. Next death. Max Wright, who famously played the father on the 80s hit sitcom Alf, died Wednesday. This is from TMZ, by the way. Family sources tell TMZ the actor passed away in his home in Hermosa Beach, California. I almost said Florida. Just outside Los Angeles. We're told Max had battled cancer for years. He was diagnosed with lymphoma, in 1995, but had been in remission for a long time. Max was a veteran TV star whose most popular role was as Willie Tanner on the puppet-led sitcom, which ran for four seasons on NBC. He's also known for acting in shows like Buffalo Bill, Cheers, Misfits of Science. Ah, I remember Misfits of Science. Dudley and Norm.
I was unfortunately too young for those shows, but my condolences.
Yeah, it sucks. Damn, that really sucks. You know what else sucks?
Your mom?
Shit, I wish. Wait, what? Final Fantasy live action TV series in the works from Sony and Square Enix. That's for the mom joke, bitch.
I hate you.
Hive Mind, which produces The Expanse for Amazon and is currently working on Netflix's upcoming The Witcher series, will co-produce the upcoming adaptation of the popular role-playing game. Oh my, that sounds like a fucking abortion.
Yes, it does.
Why can't they just leave this shit alone?
Because Sony is apparently, I guess, censoring everything.
I can't believe the Japanese are going to be like, yeah, you can fuck our vision over.
Oh, no. It's just like fucking Sony. I mean, they're going with like the whole Western PC thing now because they want to make money off of an audience of like five people, I guess.
It's depressing.
It's all horrible news. But then Nintendo comes out and says, like, no, we're not going to censor a lot of our shit because it would be hampering the industry.
No. Sure.
What kind of reverse world is this?
No, they got to make money.
They love money.
That money, though.
I mean, did you see E3?
Nope.
Well, they're going to make money. They were the best presentation.
They were. Nintendo was the best, but, you know, I don't know. You want some more sad news?
All right, give it to me.
Star Trek Picard, Michael Chabon, named showrunner of CBS All Access series. Chabon, who had been part of the core creative team on the series, is working closely to the day-to-day production with fellow executive producers, veteran Star Trek writer-producer Akiva Goldsman and Alex Kurtzman. Oive, who continues to oversee the expansion of the growing Star Trek universe for CBS Studios. Oh, my
God. You know, I don't know if you ever saw the DS9 documentary, but I've been seeing like bits and pieces of it, and they try to justify so hard like all the SJW tropes of today by just applying it to like the old characters from DS9, like Bashard or whatever. It's like, oh, Bashard would be gay if it was today. It's like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, they really said that it hurts to see, you know, the new Star Trek talk about, what is it? Not diversity. Star Trek Discovery. God damn it, I keep calling it diversity.
Yeah, but I keep forgetting that they're all lefties too.
Well, and they say, you know, well, this one bitch is the first one on the spectrum, on the autistic spectrum, that was in Star Trek. And, you know, people are like screaming at the TV saying, no, it was probably God damn it. What's that guy's name? He was on A-Team.
A-Team?
Yeah. He was Murdoch.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Bartley. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. That he was probably the first one on the spectrum. You know what? Type.
He's about to link it to me, folks, through the
chat. Yeah, Barclay. Reginald Barclay. He was Barclay on Star Trek. He was probably the first one on the spectrum, and everybody's like, whoa. Yeah, what? You forgot about all these old fucking shows that they've already done this shit in.
It's not that they're gay. It's that you're turning the gay into, like, their identity instead of just letting them be human beings.
Yeah. You're making that the focus. What exactly. They put their dick in.
Exactly.
Don't. Why do that? Because they're a bunch of fucking perverts that's all they care about.
Then they're horrible at making shows.
Yeah, let's just be honest. That's all they want. They just want to put their dick in shit. They don't want plot.
I'm going to hump this tree.
Yeah, I mean, look at the fucking Handmaid's Tale. How many fucking retards love that show?
And it's a horrible fucking book. Like, it never explains why people are living like that.
Yeah, it was written. She wrote that during the Islamification of Iran, but to not piss people off, she put the storyline in America
for no reason.
It's just a dumb fucking goddamn it! I hate people. Next story. Speaking of hating people, Alyssa Milano takes chauffeur-driven Mercedes to detention center, tries to enter, and it doesn't work. You stupid bitch. On Wednesday, actress Alyssa Milano showed up at an immigration detention center in Florida in her chauffeur-driven Mercedes, like you do, as the Daily Mail reported, and attempted to get inside boasting, I'm Alyssa Milano. I'm an actress and activist. I would love to be let in based on a community visit. And they said, fuck off, bitch.
You sure that wasn't Ocasio-Cortez?
It was not. It was Alyssa Milano. Isn't that funny?
God.
let's see. The Daily Mail also reported once back in her car, Milano filmed a video and asked her 3.6 million followers. Oh, my God. 3.6 million people like her to submit requests asking for her to be allowed in on Thursday.
3.6 million people follow this stupid bitch.
Isn't that amazing?
I have lost all hope in humanity.
I have! 3.6 million people follow that dumb cunt?
I think, ladies and gentlemen, I think Vince would put his nuts through a grinder just to get half of those.
Oh my God, could you imagine the numbers?
Could you imagine the money?
We don't even get paid, you Jew!
But,
I mean,
could you imagine it?
I can. I can't imagine it.
See, then you're a Jew too.
Oy vey, me shekels.
I love you, Vince.
I love you too. All right, next story. Let's, where were we? Movies. Oh my God, we're at movie news already. Yay! The Wachowski sisters.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They're directing Michael B. Jordan's Matrix movie. Oh my God.
So no Keanu?
Let's see. The Matrix was released in 1999. The film was groundbreaking, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward to 2019. According to the site discussing film, the Wachowskis are directing the next Matrix movie right in Chicago. Production is scheduled for early 2020. The code name for the movie is called Project Ice Cream. That's gay. With Michael B. Jordan set to star in the series. Wow, that sounds like shit.
What is he going to do? He's going to fight the machine playing basketball?
Fuck, I don't know.
And why ice cream?
I don't know.
Is cherry and blueberry ice cream going to be the new red pill and blue pill?
Oh, you know what kind of ice cream I like? The kind of Japanese girls. I mean, wait, what?
Oh, you fucked up.
Oh, that's gross.
No, but seriously, is Keanu Reeves involved with this?
Nope, I don't see it.
Then I'm not going to see it.
Nope, I'm not either. Fuck it. Next story. Deadline reports that Jojo Rabbit director Taika Waititi will be cracking the code for a Flash Gordon animated film for Fox Disney. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. Fox!
Captain of the Impossible! The report adds that.
Wait. Did you see who was it that was it Bradley that shared like a Flash Gordon trading card from like football?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is awesome. The report adds that although there have been talks of Waititi directing and writing the film, it is too early in the process to know for sure. The acclaimed director is currently working in post-production for this year's Jojo Rabbit, whatever the fuck that is, and is set to direct the Akira film. Oh, fucker.
Oh, no.
It's safe to say that he will bring his vibrant comedic sensibilities from films like Thor Ragnarok to the Flash Gordon franchise, and I bet what's-her-name is going to be woke.
So it's going to be boring.
There's going to be so much wokeness, man. Oh, woke.
Man, come on.
Come on!
Come on, God. You can't be this evil.
Whatever. I just want to bring back the old one. Dive! Do it.
I want to fuck. Dive! Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
No queen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No queen.
They'll have to pay him double.
You'd have to get a Ouija board for Freddie Mercury.
Ready for some more bad news?
All right, keep hitting me with it.
Paul Rudd is in final negotiations to join Sony's latest installment of Ghostbusters.
Actually, that's not so bad for me. They're going to get like the original cast, I think.
I'm not getting my hopes up. Sources tell Variety Rudd will play a teacher in the film. Carrie Coon is also in talks for the Not-So-Secret project, along with Stranger Things star Finn Wolfhard and Gifted star McKenna Grace. Jason Reitman, whose father, Ivan Reitman, directed the original Ghostbusters, will step into the director's chair. He co-wrote the screenplay with Gil Keenan, and plans to shoot the film later this summer. Ghostbusters 2020 is expected to hit theaters in summer of next year. You bring back the original cast, bring back some semblance of the original movies. Yeah, I will go see that.
Same. And maybe you release a new Ghostbusters video game first-person shooter?
Yeah.
Please. That can kick ass.
And you're right. You know, everybody's like, well, we didn't like the new Ghostbusters because it was full of women. Yeah, I did. That's exactly why you made the movie. You made the movie to put a vagina in the fucking role of the goddamn original cast. Fuck you. It was a shitty fucking movie. Get him out of there.
Don't send a 10-pound gorilla to do a man's job.
Yeah, no shit. Speaking of the fat bitch they got to replace whoever, Melissa McCarthy is in talks to play, this is typecasting, Ursula in the live-action Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I saw that. Not very, not very sensitive to the weight, huh?
Yeah, it's Melissa McCarthy may be ready to help some poor, unfortunate souls in Disney's live-action Little Mermaid. Sources tell Variety that while the deal's not yet completed, McCarthy is in early talks to play the Sea Witch Ursula because they're both about the same size.
Oh, God.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, she's got the weight for it, I guess.
She's fucking huge.
She'll be a sea cow. She'll be a manatee.
Yeah, couldn't get anybody else. Couldn't get a person of color in there.
If we did a mad angry black woman, which I would have gone to the theater to see, by the way.
CCH Pounder. You put CCH Pounder in there, I will fucking go see it.
You get a fat Aretha Franklin.
To be fair, though, CCH Pounder is a hell of an actress. I love her.
Probably.
She's great. In all seriousness.
Her name really says...
No, she's great.
No, but her name... CCH
Oh, her name. Oh, yeah. Great fucking actress. All right. Next story. We're going right into comic book news, baby. I told you. It's going to be in, out.
Let's go.
Just like me and your mom.
Oh,
yeah!
All right. We still got a few, at least half an hour of news left.
You ready for this shit?
Yeah, let's do this.
Comic book news exclusive. Joe Hill, the walking epitome of a soy boy, is writing and overseeing a new line of DC horror comics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Best known for his novelist Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
Whatever. Even made the jump from page to TV screen recently, but to hear him tell it, comic books are his first love. Let's see. I've always been a comic book writer first. Hill tells EW. When I started writing comics, I felt almost instantly that I discovered my element. It was the version of writing I liked best. I felt when I worked in comics that my strengths were amplified, and the stuff I struggled with as a writer almost completely vanished. Working on Lock and Key was one of the most exciting, satisfying creative experiences of my life, but it's tremendously exciting to get back into it. Apparently, he will be... initial offerings will consist of 5 limited series, Basket Full of Heads, written by Hill and illustrated by Leo Max, The Dollhouse Family, The Lolo Woods, Daphne Byrne, Plunge, and Sea Dogs.
You could almost say he came out of the closet.
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
Any more comic book news?
One more.
All right.
Before you get me with a sick mom burn. Lois Lane Comic Mirrors, Real World Migrant Crisis. This is right up your alley. Let's see. DC's new series launches next week. Superman is far from the only member of the Kent household who crusades for truth, justice, and the American way. Sometimes Lois Lane goes for bigger targets and hits harder, oh my, than her superpowered husband. As Heat Vision's exclusive preview of next week's debut for Lois, new solo comic book makes it clear. Oh man, she's woke.
Yeah, she's woke.
The new 12-issue Lois Lane series by Greg Rucka and Mike Perkins see the most iconic reporter in comic book, not to mention comic books, not to mention the most fearless, do what she does best. Search out the truth behind a story that can only be seen as below. Wait. As can be seen below. Oh, right here. Let's see. Some sort of prime minister bullshit. Blah, blah, blah. Trump is bad. Yeah.
See, if Justin was here, he would have done a better job of reading the panels.
You know what? I'm looking at the panels. Yeah, it's just she's at a fucking press conference. The chick looks like fucking Sarah Huckabee. Yeah, Trump. Yeah, we get it. Trump is bad. Go fuck yourself. Go to fucking Canada already. Weren't you motherfuckers supposed to go to fucking Canada 3 years ago?
Orange man bad.
God damn it. How fucking hard is it? Go to fucking Canada, you cuck.
I think cuckery in Canada is like a national sport at this point.
No shit. Who can suck the biggest black dick? Who?
Who can suck the biggest black dick?
Who?
Your mom.
Oh, yes. There it is. God damn it. I knew you were going to say it too. Right when I fucking said it. Damn it.
Yes. Walked into that one again, motherfucker. That's two.
Fuck, I did. I fucking... Fuck! God damn it. Sports news?
Sports news.
Winter Olympics and Paralympics Italy. Milan Cortina chosen to host the 2026 Games. Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo have been announced, I butchered that name, I'm sorry, as the host of the 2026 Winter Olympics and Paralympics. Cortina previously hosted the Winter Olympics in 1956, while Turin staged the 2006 edition of the game. So, apparently, Italy's the place to be for the goddamn Olympics.
Apparently.
It's beautiful there.
It is, and there's no extradition law.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Is there?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you can't get extradited from, like, Italy.
Man, I'm about to go to Italy. I bet it smells like somebody broke open a fucking jar of ragu there, though.
I bet it smells like a bunch of hairy, oily men from the mob.
Jesus Christ, can you imagine that?
The smell of ravioli is all over the place.
Yeah, I can't even... I can smell it on my nose. You know what I mean? You know when you walk into a place and it's just stuck in your fucking sinuses? That's what I'm imagining right now.
Yeah.
Video game news.
Didn't we cover video games?
Yeah, at the beginning of the show when I told you to cover video games.
But yeah.
But you didn't, because the only really big news this week is that the motherfucking Steam Summer Sale is going on right now.
I wish I had money for that crap.
Here's my wallet.
Can you mention some of the games on sale?
Fucking every one of them. Just go. No, there's too goddamn many.
Any?
You're gonna get your cards. You collect the cards. You sell them for a couple cents. You go buy some more games. That's pretty much what it. That's all there is.
I'm a poor man. So what are you gonna buy?
No, I don't know. DLC for stuff. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd probably do that too.
Most of the time, I pretty much have what I want. I haven't really been all giggity about fucking video games here lately, except for Borderlands 3.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on with video games. I think they're about to go fucking kaboom, because this industry is just sad.
It is. Right now, I don't really... Maybe I'm just getting older.
Maybe it's part of that, but... Like, there used to be so many more video games back in the day.
I don't know, man. I tell you what, but Borderlands 3, I've got it pre-ordered, actually. Cyberpunk, what was the other one? I think The Sinking City looks pretty good, too. There's a handful of games that I really, really, really want when they come out, but for the most part, I'm going to wait a couple months before the reviews will come out, you know? Or I know people that will just go out and buy it and then tell me whether it's shitty.
If Cyberpunk comes out and it ends up being like this open world RPG kind of really great game, which I hope it is, because judging from a lot of the news and the articles from like old employees that were working there, it kind of sounded like they had no fucking idea what they wanted this game to be and no clue where they wanted to take it.
Oh, they're saying that it is going to be open world.
Oh, yeah, but no wonder it took so long for it to be what it is now, because holy fucking shit, they had no direction with this game.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh yeah,
I mean, hopefully it gets better, but I don't know.
I don't think they'll ever like make a game like this again. And if they do, I mean,
if it's as good as they're working it up to be, I'm gonna shit.
You'll shit.
You know, colors. It's like what's that fucking Scam Citizen?
Oh yeah, Scam Citizen.
You like that? You like where I went with that?
Scam Citizen. Yeah.
If it is anywhere near the game they're showing online, you know, the videos. Holy fuck, that's a game changer.
It's been in development for so long, and he's just kind of he's kind of like. Not torn a new one, but rather, he's kind of made himself out to be the villain for his fans, because he's just taken so much time with it, and the footage that we've seen is just a bunch of glitchy shit.
Yeah.
It's all one big giant problem after another.
Well, speaking of glitchy shit, when it first came out, what the fuck was that? No Man's Sky.
Oh, yeah.
That the new update should be here pretty soon.
They said, well, it's going to be, I guess they promised pretty much Star Citizen put on a console. And then when it came out, it was just like a couple of fucking things that you can do here and there. And then like they updated it. But I really don't give a shit about that game.
I really, if it works, I want it. If it doesn't, then damn, man. Y'all spent how much money on it?
I don't know. The only game that ever let me travel through space and planets was like Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, No Man's Sky, honest to God, they have done incredible things with that shit. Incredible stuff. I mean, I think they released it prematurely, but playing it now, it's amazing.
Well, good.
It's the game we should have got 4 years ago.
The game we should have got 4 years ago.
Well, it's true though. I mean, they promised all this shit and then it didn't happen. But now they're have they've really redeemed themselves.
I think a lot of developers are resting on the whole, oh, we can do patch updates, and that's kind of like resting on your laurels and being a lazy bastard.
Hey, the money shows it. It's $15 like right now at GameStop.
Yeah, but I,
go buy it for $15. Again,
they really shouldn't do that kind of practice. If you get a damn game, release a big chunk of it, and then as you go, gradually get make it bigger.
And they have paid for their sins,
I guess.
Well, they lost a shit ton of money, and they're still releasing patches, so it can't be all that bad.
Have they been crucified?
Damn near it.
Then they have not been atoned enough.
Pay. Speaking of being crucified, former Guns N' Roses drummer, music news, by the way, Steven Adler was rushed to the hospital after stabbing himself.
Oh, shit.
It was apparently accidental, not suicide. So the rep would not specify what caused the accident, except to describe it as a very minor superficial wound.
Enough that you had to go to the hospital.
Well, apparently he was trying to make a new vagina.
I guess.
I'm joking. He wasn't. That's humor, folks. Come on. Don't take it so hard. It's not a dick.
He tried to cut off his... his.
I'm sorry. That was subtle.
But yeah. See, people, this is what I have to deal with. Old man noises.
Song of the week time! Look, it's been a half hour, and we're going to song of the week.
All right, then. Let's do this.
It's the 4th of July this week.
What do we put on?
Oh, I'm playing Soundgarden 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that song exists. What about... what about the... Jimi Hendrix Star Spangled Banner.
Really?
I mean, it was a pretty cool guitar solo.
He's overrated.
Yes, but come on. Or maybe you'd like to put Star Spangled Banner too.
Do you like America that much?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, fuck it. When we come back, we will do our top 10, and did you see this? Be back in a minute.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. No thanks to the technical difficulties. This week's top 10 list, people that we want to interview.
All right. I'll start us off with number 10, world famous professional wrestler Gregory Helms, aka the Hurricane. I was a big fan of him as a kid, and I'd love to have fucking interview him in a shoot interview or something.
Fuck yeah. My number 10, before he died, I would have liked to have interviewed Art Bell. He was cool.
Oh yeah, Art Bell.
Yeah, coast to coast.
He knew about the conspiracy.
Fuck yeah, he did. All right, number nine.
Number nine, I'd like to interview Razor Fist of YouTube fame.
Good luck with that. I mean, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, he'd probably tell us to fuck off.
Probably, yeah. My number nine is Harlan Ellison. I would have liked to have interviewed him before he died. And that's all the ones that are dead. So you're number eight.
My number eight is former President of the United States, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan. Not bad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see. My number eight is Herman Hauser, the founder of Acorn Computers. That would have been cool. Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, my number eight was Herman Hauser.
All right, number seven.
Yes.
Number seven, one of my favorite singers, King Diamond of Merciful Fate fame and King Diamond Band Fate name. Fate fame.
Yes, King Diamond.
Yes.
That scene in fucking Clerks 2, that's awesome. My number seven, Harvey Weinstein, Steinman, Goldbergman.
For those of you that don't get the reference, they're singing, I think it was Welcome Home from the album Them. It's on Clerks, it's great. Film by Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Smith, sorry. I always get those confused.
Yeah, Kevin Hart and Kevin Smith.
Well, there's a lot of Kevins.
Sure.
Number six, world famous writer for, well, WWF during the Attitude Era, Vince McMahon. I mean, sorry, Vince Russo. See?
Yeah, a lot of Vince's. My number six, Mel Brooks.
Oh, I would love to see Mel Brooks on here.
Yeah, make it happen, Captain. All right, number five.
Number five. Speaking of Mel Brooks, you'll love this one. Don Cheadle.
Oh, that's funny. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. My number five. Corey Feldman.
Ooh, I'd love to fucking interview Corey.
That'd be good.
Not just on the fact that he was in Lost Boys and a couple other films that I like, but also I'd like to see what the fuck went down with the whole pedophilia ring.
Word.
Number four for me, right?
Yep.
All right, number four for me, one of my other all-time favorite singers, Glenn Danzig.
Mother. Let's see. My number four, Boris Starling. He is a Russian author. I'd have to learn Russian.
Yeah, you probably have to learn Russian. I guess that would be an exclusive interview. Number three, Tommy Dreamer.
Just the wrestler?
Yes. Just a full-on interview about his time in ECW and going forward.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I loved ECW. Plus, he came over here to Puerto Rico like in the early 2000s, and that's the first time I heard of him.
Yeah, I mean, that would actually be, yeah. That'd be kind of cool. My number three, author Piers Anthony wrote the book On a Pale Horse.
Yes.
I love that fucking book.
He wrote a book about me writing Vince.
Oh my.
Yes.
I'm into that. All right. Number two.
Number two. Another actor that seems to be in absolutely everything, Adam Baldwin. From Animal Mother, Full Metal Jacket fame.
Oh yeah.
That dude is in absolutely everything I watch.
I love him.
Yeah, I love him too.
All right. What are we up to? Two?
Yes.
John Hutchison. He is a scientist from Canada. And he's like a fringe scientist, you know, looking for like weird fucking energy and shit.
Weird crystal energy?
Fuck yeah. He's awesome.
That sounds fucking awesome. I guess it's time for the honorable mentions.
No, you got number one. Oh, yeah. Number one. Never mind. I'm high. Keep going.
Yeah, I'll do number one in a minute. Honorable mentions include Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez, Vince McMahon, Dolph Lundgren.
Hell yeah.
I would love Dolph Lundgren. And finally, Vince's mom.
Vince's mom. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I had to sneak it in there. Number one, one of my favorite sci-fi actors who seems to get killed in absolutely everything, Bill Paxton.
Well, of course. That's your number one?
Of course.
My number one, Bob Lazar.
Bob Lazar.
Speaking of crazy fringe motherfuckers, he worked for the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Yeah. All right. Let's see. From the listeners, we've got from Tony, AOC, of course. Elizabeth comes in with Edge and Christian. Mark comes in with Trey Gowdy. Chris comes in with James Elefantis, of course. Let's see. Baza comes in with Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador. I don't even know who the fuck that is. Let's see. Oh, Mark with a fucking top 10. Let's see. Trey Gowdy, George W. Bush, Jocko Willink, the family of the late and SEMO recipient, Michael Mamsor, Richard Marchenko, and just to avoid a sausage fest, female wrestler Leilani Kai and Judy Martin. That's pretty funny. Snowy, what's he got? Alice Cooper, King Diamond, the Donnas, Lene Quigley, that'd be awesome. Vince McMahon, Lopez, Norm MacDonald, Big John, Vince McMahon, Hulk Hogan, and Stephen King. That is it for the top tens. Now we go into listener questions. Who was your favorite character in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? I like Little John.
Achoo.
Achoo.
Bless you.
A Jew?
Achoo.
Liz asks, am I the only one who thinks Kenny Omega is overrated?
No, he's overrated and underrated all at once.
Oh, is that your final answer?
No, actually, am I still lagging?
No, you're good. You sound wonderful.
Okay, to explain, he's gone beyond the point of, like, fucking being overrated and underrated all at once. Like, now he's the top guy of his own company now. He's, you know, he's gone through hell. He wasn't so good as the champion in New Japan, but he was really good at chasing the title, which was frankly where he should have stayed. He should have been like that. And then he should have just been sort of a transitional guy. And then for his charisma, I think he's really kind of overplaying it a bit. But if he learns how to tone it the fuck down, yeah, he could be really, really good. But yeah, I think he's overrated in a lot of circles, especially in the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community, for those of you.
Well, you know. Next question from Elizabeth. I live near a convenience store called Royal Farms, and they claim to have the world's best chicken. It's Bojangles, by the way. In your opinion, what is the world's best fried chicken? Church's.
I love Church's, but I also love Kentucky. And Bojangles is really good too.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've had Bojangles, and it's not bad. I think I had Bojangles West Virginia one time.
I had Bojangles in an airport terminal when I was waiting for like a flight to Chicago, and it
Oof.
Yeah, it was pretty good actually. So,
let's see. Next question here, Shane. What are your guys' thoughts on Joker being possibly Thomas Wayne's bastard son? There's a huge theory going around that this might be possible. This might be possibly a subplot in the next Joker origin movie.
I
hope not.
I hope not.
God damn it.
That'd be so stupid. Terrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's terrible.
Terrible.
It's terrible. Let's see. Who wins in a fight? This is Shane again. Who wins in a fight? Weapons included. Who wins in a fight? Weapons included. John Wick, a.k.a. the Boogeyman, versus Frank Castle, a.k.a. the Punisher. Who wins? John Wick or the Punisher?
Frank Castle. He fought, like, fucking aliens and shit. Fought fucking the forces.
Yeah, that's pretty,
I mean, unless John Wick can transform into John Constantine all of a sudden. I mean, wink, wink.
Oh, make that happen. Let's see. Roboto. Out of all your guilty pleasure movies, do you actually feel guilty or bad about liking them? No.
No, I don't. Anything else to add, Vince?
Feel bad?
Look, you like...
No, I don't feel bad. I'll fucking watch that shit.
You like what you like, you know? If you like it, then go ahead and fucking watch it, dude.
You do you. You be you, man. Come on. They turn fucking libraries into strip clubs for trannies. Come on.
Oh, God, yes.
Chris comes in. Vince, given unlimited funds to indulge your weird penile suicide fetish, AOC lust, do you go for A, the look, or B, the feel? And by look, he means a custom real doll with oversized googly eyes, or the feel, a literal bag of hammers wearing a straight jacket. I'm dripping just thinking about it. Let's see. I think the look. The googly eyes got me, man. I love the googly eyes. The googly eyes are sexy. You know what I mean? I just it's just one of those things. I can't explain it. She's so hot. All right. Roboto, tell your best and worst jokes, one clean and one dirty. Oh, Jesus. Okay, I got a clean one. Why did Helen Keller's dog run away? You would run away too if your name was... That's clean. It's not that dirty. And a dirty joke, let's see. What do you call an Ethiopian with yeast infection? a quarter pounder with cheese. All right, next question. If you had unlimited funds to do what you wanted to do and you had a choice of either a sundae or saving one of the Kardashians, what toppings are you going to get on your sundae? Sprinkles.
Sprinkles, and maybe some marshmallows.
Yeah. Sprinkles and some marshmallows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last one from Roboto. As we are coming up on July 4th weekend, let's see. Just how different would our country be if we had lost one of the wars in our history? Give an idea for each one. Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Civil War, World War I and II, World War II, Japan. Lastly, even though it's crumbling, I still stand for this country and put it first and foremost. As you should, you live here, don't shit where you eat. Juan?
How about if we won Vietnam?
That really wasn't a win.
I'm not lagging, am I?
No, you're good. That wasn't really a war of winning as much as it was a war of controlling the opium that was coming in and out of it.
Yeah, but after the communists got in power, I mean, they pretty much killed everybody, and that's still one of the biggest crimes perpetrated by this that fucking war.
Well, you know, history.
History is a funny thing, isn't it?
You know what?
Especially when you don't lie about it.
Well, right. I forgot to do Justin's top 10. Hold on. We'll go from 10 to 1. Jeff Johns, Keanu Reeves, Joe Bob Briggs, Linda Carter, Razor Fist, Kevin Smith, Ron Jeremy, John McAfee, Bill Murray, and Mel Brooks.
I forgot John McAfee.
Yeah, I did too.
That dude, Jesus, he could tell some awesome, fucking awesome stories.
Yeah, no shit. Let's see. Let's go into did you see this before the fucking internet completely goes out.
Yes.
Man nabbed for Bronx rape allegedly said she deserved it for slavery. A black parolee arrested for raping and bashing a white woman on the roof of his Bronx apartment allegedly told a witness that she deserved the brutal attack because of slavery. Quote, she was a white girl. She deserved it because us minorities have been through slavery.
Slavery.
Yeah.
No, that's horrible. Yeah, I would have thought, being the cop, I would have just shot him and lost my job.
Well, I mean, when is that a hate crime?
What define hate crime? I mean, it's all relative, right?
It's funny how
hate crime is when a white man kills a black man, but then every other crime that a black person does is just absolutely relative. You ever notice that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of reparations, Elizabeth Warren, gay reparations?
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren's list of comprehensive plans just got much longer. Let's see. There's been a lot of discussion lately on the subject of reparations, either as compensation for slavery in America's past or payback for overall inequality and climate change. I don't get that. But Elizabeth Warren has expanded that to another group of people as it pertains to taxes. The lib media like to say that Warren's got a plan for everything, and this is no different. Quote, Elizabeth Warren, it wasn't until marriage equality became the law that gay and lesbian couples could jointly file tax returns, so they paid more in taxes. Our government owes them more than $50 million for the years our discriminatory tax code left them out. We must right these wrongs. Oh my God, people are going to vote for this fucking cunt.
They're going to vote for her, but quite honestly, there's 24 candidates, and it's all starting to look like Mexico and Brazil, where there's like a socialist left, then there's the regular Democratic left that says it's moderate, and then there's like the far, far left, and then there's only like one right-wing candidate. It's turning into Brazil, basically.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it?
It's horrible.
Next story, speaking of horrible, woman who claimed Trump raped her backtracks, makes insane statement even CNN can't handle. Did you see this?
No, actually.
In a new book, advice
I'm waiting for the news.
Oh, it's great. In a new book, advice columnist E. Jean Carroll claims Donald Trump raped her in a dressing room stall nearly 25 years ago. As soon as she made her claim, the Democrat media complex jumped all over it, okay? Apparently, President Trump immediately outright denied the accusation. Shame on those who make up false stories of assault to try to get publicity for themselves or to sell a book or carry out political agenda, like Julie Swetnick, who falsely accused Justice Brett Kavanaugh. It's just as bad for people to believe it, particularly when there is there's zero evidence. Worse still, for a dying publication to try to prop itself up for peddling fake news, it's an epidemic.
He's innocent until proven guilty, folks.
Apparently, she went on CNN, and Anderson Pooper asked, "You don't feel like a victim?" This is what she said. "I was not thrown on the ground and ravished," which the word rape carries so much sexual connotation. "This was not sex. This was not sexual." Cooper responded, "I think most people think of rape as a violent assault." She says, "I think most people think rape is sexy," Carol said. "Think of the fantasies."
So this is just some crazy bitch that they let on.
Crazy. Crazy for feeling so stupid.
Yeah. Stupid is the right word.
Moving on. Moving on, Moulton, this is from Free Beacon. "We should debate whether handgun ownership should be allowed." Representative Seth Moulton.
Listen. Shall not be infringed.
Yeah. Democratic presidential candidate said there should be a debate in the United States whether ownership of handguns should be permitted. The New York Times asked Moulton and other candidates whether anyone would own handguns in an ideal world. "In an ideal world, we would not have weapons of war on our streets." Oh my God. This fucking guy.
Shall not be infringed.
Second
Amendment, God damn it. Nobody wants to fucking take away your guns. You want the boogaloo to start? You want Vince to go out in his fucking like
underwear?
In his underwear with an American flag wrapped around him as a shirt?
Yeah.
And shoot you?
No, nobody wants that.
No, of course not. Not even Fatty wants to see that.
Oh, this is just funny. This is real funny. You ready for this?
Go for it.
I don't know whether this is real or not. Oh, this is from 2015. God damn it.
How could you miss it?
Outrage as Auschwitz installs showers to help tourists cope with the heat.
Oh, man. That's
apparently they installed heat showers. You know, when it's hot, they got the little mister things.
Is it an enclosed chamber or something?
No, God, that'd be even better.
Oh, God, what a wonderful fucking story.
That's an awesome story. But it's like 4 years later.
Exactly.
Justin, fucking scan your shit.
How could you, Justin? How could you deprive us of this awesome story?
All right, last story, and then we're done because fucking internet keeps cutting out. Woman assaulted by man for not supporting him and his sorcery.
My God, the wizards are at it again.
Shelbyville, Tennessee. A Shelbyville man was arrested and charged with domestic assault after he got mad at a woman for not supporting his sorcery. Gregory Moore was doing sorcery by the river at Fisherman's Park when he got upset at the woman with him, saying she was messing up his ritual.
What was his name? Gandalf?
Ooga booga, motherfucker.
I don't understand. Where are these people coming from?
Tennessee.
Okay, then let's build the wall around Tennessee, Las Vegas, California, Seattle, Oregon. Let's see. Is Texas going blue? Texas is going blue. Yeah. Let's build it around there. You know what? Build it around all the Western and Confederate states that once were great.
Yeah, just along the Mississippi. Just a big fucking wall right down the Mississippi.
Just all the weird fucking states where this shit's happening, because a wizard... I don't want to fight a wizard.
That's the most disturbing thing. You know what? I'm calling it done. The goddamn internet keeps cutting out.
Yes, please.
One, you got anything else to add to this fucking abortion?
Yes. I love America like I love Vince's mom.
Again. Right. Fuck!
That's right. And this time it was recorded, so you can't fucking undo it.
Yeah.
Also,
hit it and quit it, right? You just like her for the tax break.
Exactly. I get her for the green card.
Well, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy. If you can't take the high road, always take the high ground.
There's somebody for everybody, folks. Stay cool and be safe. God bless. Have a great Sunday.
Yeah, and hopefully Justin will be back next week because it's getting too difficult to do this. I don't know how he does it. He's a goddamn genius.
Please send prayers to Justin and well wishes because he's a little
fucked up.
Yeah, he's a little fucked up. And not in the fun way, like he always is.
No. All right. Well, for me, Skeets, Justin, Juan, the cat, we'll see you next Sunday, hopefully.
See you around, folks. Peace.